There is a message in every single song that we sing. Now, obviously, the central message in this song is the depth of the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How deep it is. What all does it cover? Of course, our singing that we do in worship is according to the will of God. I've always believed, beloved, that evidently there must be something very important about our singing in worship to Almighty God, because He instructs us to do so. As I'm sure you've heard me mention before, you know, we get old, we're entitled to repeat some, I guess. That evidently there is a truth that can be taught, a degree to which a truth can be taught, an emotion that can be moved, a spirit that can be moved, a heart that can be moved, and a mind that can be moved by singing songs, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Music has been part of the human race down through the centuries. Of course, we're all familiar with the passages in the Scripture that teach us about singing. Ephesians 5, verses 18 and 19, be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Colossians, Paul repeats the same thing. In 1 Corinthians 14, Paul talks to the church there about praying with the Spirit and with the understanding, and singing with the Spirit and with the understanding. Emphasizing the fact that it shouldn't just be notes or sounds that we make, but that is a message in the song. And I know that God looks down upon us. Jesus here in our midst, we're gathered together in His name, by His authority. We are so blessed, as we've more than me have mentioned here, of the little ones that we have. The babies all the way up through the 90-year-olds. And the babies especially, when they're first born in the first year or so of their life, it is a loving thing to watch them as they endeavor to make sounds that we can understand. I sometimes wonder if God isn't somewhere looking down on us. By us, I mean we adults, in our efforts to follow Him and to be faithful to Him and to sing praises to Him and to pray to Him. We think of the little ones that stumble over words. I'm sure God understands when His little ones, whether they be newborn or 90, stumble over words. We know that according to the Holy Spirit, as His motivation of the Apostle Paul to tell us, there's sometimes when we don't know what to ask for. And God, in the person of the Holy Spirit, will enter on our behalf. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Mom, could you say it for me? Dad, could you put this in words for me? We sometimes hear our younger children say. Here's what I was trying to say. Do we not sometimes to our Father in heaven say, Lord, forgive me for trying to do this and I couldn't do it? Whatever. The depth of of God's love is expressed in John chapter 3 and verse 16. The single verse that is that encompasses Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, last verse. Don't forget the number. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have life everlasting. And I've always appreciated John's last words of his account of the gospel. Many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that believing you might have life through His name. Think about it, beloved. Life, eternal life He's speaking of here. Through the name, and by the name, and under the name, and by the authority of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There's five great truths in this song. I'll mention them. We won't discuss each one of them tonight. All people are in bondage to sin. These are all the truths that this song teaches. We cannot save ourselves. Only the blood of Christ can save. Love results in grace. And salvation cannot be earned. These truths are taught through the keywords of grace, mercy, love, sin, and blood, all of which are mentioned in this song about the depth of the love of Jesus Christ. We are unprofitable servants, beloved, as we all know. Luke chapter 17 and verse 10, Christ tells us that even after we've done all He's commanded us to do, then we're still unprofitable. We're still dependent upon His grace. He did something for us we couldn't do for ourselves, and no one else can do for us. The depth and the riches of God's love shown in the lives of the nation of Israel, people like David, Peter, Paul, and the church which he established. In the hundreds of thousands, millions perhaps, of people who have died over the centuries that were faithful to Almighty God and His Son Jesus Christ, whether under the old law or the new, the depth of His love covers them, saves them. Yes, it helps us to be saved, freed from the bondage of sin. God's love is deep enough to cover any problem we may have in this life. Any temptation we might experience, God's love is enough to help us to overcome it, because He's promised us that. He offered His Son that we might be able to withstand temptation, that we might be able to overcome. Because every way, every temptation, He's made a way of escape if we'll only take it. So at this time of year, when the emphasis is upon families, and I suppose most of you folks who have a little bit of white in your hair at least, have lived long enough to appreciate more and more and more and more every year, every month, every day, the importance of family and love for one another and care for one another. Tonight, if you have never, ever confessed to man that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He is your Savior and that you need His blood in order to have your sins forgiven, they have never been buried with Him in baptism. What an honor that is. Think about it. Christ was buried in the tomb for 3 days. And God is so ordained, in the person of His Son, in the person of the Holy Spirit, and of the Father, that we should do something that was symbolic of Him being put in the tomb after He died on Calvary's cross. Raised to walk in newness of life. Facing a world that has its trials and tribulations, its suffering and hurt and pain, and its glories, and its pleasures, and its happiness, and its good days and its bad days. We face that with what God has given us to face it with. That's His love. Knowing that His love is so deep, we'll never reach the bottom. If you need to be restored tonight, why not? In either case, to become a child of God or to be restored, come as together we stand and sing.